Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra meditation. Today, I'm going to take you through a session that, of course, always is designed to help you relax, restore, recalibrate, find that deep rest. But a little more specifically, this session has been designed to help fill you with confidence, a little confidence booster today. So first things first, find that comfortable Shavasana-like shape. Lay down, make sure you feel supported, using any and all props that you need to feel completely at ease. Maybe something for under your head, a bolster, a cushion, a wrapped up yoga mat for under your thighs and your knees to allow the low back to release. Find that support under you, that symmetry throughout the body. Make sure you feel warm enough, tending to your outer and inner space as you lay your body down. Making all those fidgets or adjustments, lengthen your spine, pull the shoulders down, palms can be up or down, toes flop, fingers curl, jaw unhinged, glutes release, soften through belly, ribs, chest, lungs, throat, and entire face. Find that ease, one breath, one conscious moment at a time. If there's anything that's whispering to you, a little nudge or poke to fidget, scratch an itch, maybe tend to your clothing or your coverings, take off glasses or jewelry, what could you do to, yes, become even 2% more comfortable, but how could you listen for and then respond to what your body is asking for? There's no rush here, just presence, listening, responding, receiving that beautiful, natural, innate healing cycle, right? And once you're comfortable, start to take a few deep belly breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. So consciously inviting in ease, space, joy, gratitude for this moment, and releasing, sighing out any tension, stress, worry, overthinking, overanalysis, expectation, judgment, etc., etc. Breathe in peace, love, ease, relaxation, those heavy, deep, velveted blanket vibes, you know the ones. Exhale, letting go, shedding, feeling any tension, any unnecessary weight dissolve and drip out of your feet and your fingertips. Inviting in, breathing in, breathing out, releasing, letting go. Long, slow, smooth, deep breaths. Keep going, allowing your body to sink down into the ground. Take up space and then drop down into it. One more, let's do this one together. Through the nose, fill the low belly, mid belly, upper belly, chest, throat, face, through top of head. We're going to hold this one at the top. Holding here, keep your shoulders down, your spine long. Try not to add any congestion. Take one more sip or sniff in and up. And hold for three. You can do this. Two, one. A huge sigh. Make a noise. Make a roar. Stick out your tongue. Let it all go. Dropping down into the ground, taking up even more space, dropping into it. Yoga Nidra is a practice of restful alertness. almost like a practice of sleep with a trace of awareness, right? The body is relaxed, the body might even sleep, but the mind, the subconscious, is actively, continually listening to my words. So your subconscious and my voice, my vibe, we're like this. We're good friends, right? So let my voice now be the friendly rope or cord that connects you to this entire practice. There's no effort required on your part. Remember, if you do happen to fall asleep, don't worry. Sleep with a trace of awareness. Your subconscious is with me. You will still receive all the benefits of your practice, and sleep is clearly what was needed if you go there, flow there. As I mentioned, I'll say it again. Your subconscious will be following along one word, one breath, one beautiful moment at a time. Now let's shift our awareness from breath, just let the body be breathed, and start to notice the sounds that are around you. You've taken up this space, now what sounds surround it? Just lightly moving your attention from sound to sound, not worrying about labeling the source or forming any kind of opinion on it. That's for the brain. We want that to power down. What noises do you hear from outside of this room? Are there any noises that you can hear close by? Around the room, maybe from inside this space that you're taking up, internal sound. Simply notice what you are hearing. Feel your back body firmly rooted into the surface below. Sense the touch of clothing, props on the skin, the temperature of the air, the belly rising and falling as breath flows in through the nose, down into the belly, then leaves the belly and exits the nose. Aware of your body in this room, the walls, the ceiling, the floor, the space to your right, the energy of the space to your left. Simply feel the space above you from belly button to the ceiling. The space below you, your bum to the floor. Take up even more space. You got it. Now, think of a time when you felt at ease and calm. A time in your life, whether it was a long time ago or quite recently, this stands out in your mind, in your heart, in your nervous system. This is a memory of a time when any challenge in your life felt really manageable. There will always be hiccups, but your state of being, you could handle it like a pro, right? You felt able, capable of handling any obstacles that came in your way. Feel into, remember, think of that moment and how it felt in your body, how it felt in your stomach, in your heart, in your throat. Where are you? What are you doing? And above all else, zoom in on how it made you feel in your stomach, your heart, your throat, in your whole body. Now, what words Maybe there's just one. Maybe there are many. What word or words describe this feeling? Now let's make an intention for this practice based on that feeling. I am calm. I trust the process. I am chilled out. I move through challenge with grace. I am confident. I am capable. I am stress-free. I am fully immersed in the present moment. I am okay. I am safe. I am taken care of. Life happens for me. Based on that feeling inside in your stomach, your heart, your throat, create your sankalpa and repeat it 3 times with confidence, with courage, with certainty. Your intention for today's practice, 3 times, pretty please. Now I want you to think of a flower. See the flower, its shape, even its smell. What colors are the petals? Now bring to mind a bowl of these flowers. And you will be gently placing these flowers onto your body, a blessing, if you will. Let's begin. Place a flower on the palm of your right hand. Place a flower on the right elbow crease, on the top of the right shoulder, under the right arm, onto the right side ribs, the right hip bone. Place a flower on the right thigh, the right knee, on top of the shin, the right ankle. Place a flower on the top of the right foot, the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Feel the flowers placed gently, intentionally, on the right side of your body. Now place a flower on the palm of your left hand. Flower to the left elbow crease, on top of the shoulder, under the arm, onto left side ribs, the left hip bone, left thigh, left knee, top of the shin, the left ankle, top of the foot. Flower on the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left little toe. Feel and sense all of the flowers placed on the left side of your body. Now lay a flower on the crown of your head. Place another on the back of your head, the spot where the base of your skull and your neck meet. Now place flowers all the way down your spine, one for each vertebra. And place a flower on the right wing, right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, on the back of the right arm, and the back of the left arm. Place a flower on the back of the lower right arm, the lower left arm, back of the right hand, back of the left. Place a flower on either side of the lower back ribs, the back of both hips, back of thighs, a flower to the back of the knees, calf muscles, two flowers at the soles of the feet. Now take two flowers and place them on the sides of your low belly, the low abdomen. Place a flower in your belly button and another right over your heart. A flower blesses your heart center. Gently lay a flower at the center of your throat. Now place a single petal on each of your lips. Lay petals over your closed eyes. Then carefully place a closed bud on the space between your eyebrows, the third eye. Now imagine and feel the whole body covered in your flowers. Their smell, their energy is familiar, soothing, and calming. The whole body covered and anointed in flowers. And bring your awareness now to your breath. Feel the inhales and the exhales flowing through you. And imagine that you can smell the fragrance of the flowers that were laid on your body. Take in the healing scent, aroma of the flowers, and incorporate it, digest it into your whole body, watching your breath, the inhale and the exhale. And with each exhale, could you count backwards from 18 to 1? Remain gently alert. If you lose track or reach the end, just begin again at 18. You may or may not get all the way to 1, and that's okay. This isn't a race. The goal is not to reach the end. Simply track the in breath and the out breath, counting backwards from 18 to 1 on the exhale, beginning now. And wherever you are in your countdown, feel free to release the breath and imagine your body lying in peaceful stillness under the warm summer sun. The sun's healing warm rays touching, kissing, anointing every inch of your body. Awaken the feeling of heat in your body. Warm, bright daylight, hot summer sun. Now imagine being surrounded by ice. Feel a cold dampness in your muscles down to your bones. Teeth chattering on a windy winter day. Awaken the feeling of coldness in your body. Cool, dark, night, cold ice. Now feel that warmth again. The sun's rays on your skin. Absorb that bright, hot energy into your body. Then back to coldness. That damp ice against your skin, awakening an icy cold in the body. Feel bright, warm heat. Feel dark, cold ice. Feel warm. Feel coldness. Now see if you can feel both warm and cold at the same time. Allow sun and ice to exist together. Feel both hot and cold at the same time. Welcome both into your body. What happens when you do? Now let's take a journey through the imagination. Imagine that the dark space in front of your closed eyes is a giant movie screen. A movie screen as high and as wide as the inner eye can see. And I will now list objects for you to visualize and project on this screen. And see if you can allow these images to come and go without analyzing them. If you have trouble picturing one, that's okay. Just move on to the next. A full moon in the night sky. A large barking dog. A cup of warm tea. Laugh lines. A melting candle. A spilled drink. A pool of turquoise water. A cassette tape. Morning dew on a yellow and green leaf. A set of pink dice. A claw. Seaweed. A child's laugh. Bus stop. Your car keys. Rocking chair. An antique clock face. A wooden table. Halloween mask. A bouquet of dried flowers. A dusty dictionary, a phone call, a first kiss, toenail polish, an overdue hug with a dear friend, burnt popcorn, crackling fire, a stone bridge, swallowing the wrong way, a pink rose, the smell of a thunderstorm, caramel candy, chopsticks, the sound of a doorbell, windshield wipers, tripping on a step, an empty pen, a crowd laughing, a dark, mysterious cave, a scented sticker, driving to work, tangled Christmas lights, the warmth of a bright sun, a trail of flowers, a medieval night, a deep exhale, a pot of gold, a pot of coffee, a hand on your shoulder, a wiggly tooth, a cell phone notification, the eyes of a whale, a bushy tail, a beautiful sunset, a beautiful sunset. Now imagine sitting on a grassy hill looking at the sunset. Bright neon orange light causes you to squint and smile. Look around you. Notice the plants surrounding you. Feel the blades of cool grass against your skin. Hear the gentle evening breeze. Maybe the buzz of bees, hummingbirds, the chirps of any other birds around you. Notice all of the details that you can in this colorful, alive, vibrant, peaceful oasis around you. Now I want you to lie down on those blades of cool grass under the warm setting sun. Lay down and let go. There is nowhere to be. There is all the time in the world. Close down your eyes and enjoy being in this relaxing, soothing oasis, this calming environment. Imagine, feel your body lying on that grassy hill as the sun sets. Feel yourself letting go. Allow the earth to support you. You are safe here. You are warm. You are at peace. You are free to let go. come back to your body lying on the floor. Bring your awareness to your inner heart space. Feel your heartbeat. And let's return to the intention that you set at the beginning of the practice. Let's repeat it 3 more times with confidence, with clarity, with trust. And bring your awareness back to the room that you're in. Start to deepen and lengthen those belly breaths, coming back into the body, into the space that you take up, in the space that you are in. You can remain in complete stillness, dropping even heavier, of course. You can make some small movements if you like with your fingers and your toes. Let your body tell you how it would like you to move or not move as you eventually come out of this shavasana, out of this practice. Take your time. No rush. We certainly don't want to disrupt or cancel out the calm that you've created here today. Take your time to swim back up to the surface and pause. Pause to thank yourself for showing up. Pause to feel the afterglow, aftermath, the residue of your practice. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. I thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide in today's online nidra practice. It is always and forever an honor and a privilege. So thank you. Hands at heart center, I bow to you. I see you. I send you so much love. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, dearest friend. Take good care.